my first day after winning the primary has been spent working very hard to win the general election. I have been on the phone talking to supporters. We are staying on top of the issues that matter to the people here in our district and making our plans for getting back out there and talking with voters.
I mean, are you refocused any? I realize your campaign up to now has been about the issues, and it's been about what's going on in Washington with CATCo and Trump, et cetera. So in some ways it hasn't changed, but how do you feel it's different now that the primary's passed you?
I really don't feel that it's different for all the reasons you just said. And, you know, my focus from the beginning of this race has been on flipping this seat and making sure that the people of this district have a representative who's going to show up, who's going to listen, and who's going to stand up for them. That doesn't change. The only thing I think that last night's victory does is it gives us a fresh burst of energy because it confirmed that the people all across the district actually want that. And so now we're more motivated than ever to go out there and get it for them.
You know, the size of the victory obviously has to feel good given that, I mean, there was that poll 2 weeks ago that had it flipped almost. What can you get from that, and what have you learned from that in terms of what you need to do to energize people but also get them out to the polls come November?
Well, I think it confirms for us that what we've been talking about all along is right, that the people of this district are looking for somebody who is ready and willing and able to engage with them, to sit down around the kitchen table or at a coffee house or in a church basement and have a conversation about the challenges that their communities face and the issues that are affecting their families. That's what we've been doing all along. It's what we'll continue to do. I think the fact that that's what people are looking for from their representative is what motivates them to come out. They're done with politics as usual. And I think that's what has energized people. That's why we had such tremendous turnout yesterday, so far surpassing what we saw in the last election cycle. And I think the same thing's going to happen this November.
I mean, so it's obviously true to anyone, regardless of your political stripes, that there's a lot of disaffected people that, you know, wanted to vote for exactly why you just said, and that have gone to events and gone to rallies and protests, et cetera, which is a centerpiece of why you're running. Yet it's, like many, a divided district in terms of urban and rural. And, you know, there's certainly Trump signs in front of a lot of properties. How do you go about that? You know, certainly there's people you're never going to change their mind. We all know that. But how are you going about trying to say, hey, it's not just about the people who are marching in the protests that need to back me. You know, I want to be a representative for the entire district.
Well, I think the key is that we have to, as a district and as a country, stop focusing on the things that divide us. The fact of the matter is there's far more that unites us. And what I have learned through the conversations I've been having with people all across the district, and I'm talking about people from all different political parties, is that we really all want the same things. Everybody that I talk to wants to have a job that pays them well enough that they can support their families and they can build a better future for their kids. Everybody that I talk to wants to be able to see a doctor when they need to. Everybody that I talk to wants good schools for their kids and safe communities to live in. There really aren't that many differences when it comes to the big things. And if we stay focused on the things that we agree on and come together as a community to try and solve those problems, I think we're all going to be a lot better off.
Now, certainly an issue that came up with Juanita Perez-Williams was the fact that the DCCC backed her, kind of plucked her out and convinced her to run in the primary for, you know, whatever reasons we could debate, but we pretty much know why they did that. What are you thinking, or what have you heard, or have you had discussions about getting national party backing now that the primary's over?
I expect that we will. We know that this district is very important to the entire country, and I expect that we're going to get lots of support, not only from Washington, but from across the country, and I will welcome that support because we need all the resources we can muster to take on John CATCo in November. But I'm not really concerned about what the people in Washington, D.C. think. I am concerned about what the people here in my district think. Again, to me, the job that I am asking for is about standing up for the people here. And I think that's what voters in this district want from their representative. I think that's why we've seen this incredible groundswell of support. That's what this excitement is all about, and I think that's what's going to win the election in November.
Yet, wouldn't it be pretty important for some national backing in dollars and cents, you know, to make up for a fundraising difference that's already happened? Or do you have enough time to raise enough money on your own without that?
Well, it absolutely will make a difference, and we'll be raising a lot of money as a campaign, too. But I'm really not concerned about that. I know that the resources that we need will come. And what I am trying to stay focused on is that this campaign is about bringing politics and government back to the hands of the people where it belongs. What we demonstrated last night with that victory is that people are ready to do politics in a new way. Business as usual is not good enough. We need to be building from the ground up.
Do you have any anecdotes that, you know, just from knocking on people's doors or going to events or what have you, where you really heard from someone else that notion of, hey, we don't want to bicker, we need to be represented, it's not about whether you're right, left, Democrat, Republican, Independent, what have you?
I hear it everywhere I go. Literally every single event that I do, every time I canvass a neighborhood, this is what people are talking to me about. People, including, by the way, people who previously supported John Katko, who are so frustrated with him because he will not engage with us. He won't show up. He won't hold meetings. He won't listen to what we have to say. And instead of standing up for our interests, he's standing up for the interests of his corporate donors and his party leadership. And everywhere I go, people are stopping me to tell me how fed up they are with that, how angry they are that that's what our politics has become, and they're ready for a change.
I mean, can you tell, is that more aimed at Katko or Trump or Washington in general?
I think it's all of the above. I certainly, campaigning here in this district, hear it about John Katko specifically.
Any other things you think really will be priorities for you other than kind of staying the course and doing what you've already described from this point forward? Because what do you have now till November? A couple of months. I mean, it's a short period of time. I'm sure it'll be a lot of work between now and then.
It is. There are a lot of people in this district to talk to. So I am going to be spending every minute that I can in communities all across the district in every corner of the four counties, trying to have as many conversations as we possibly can with voters.